Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Game of the Week on KUGN. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. I'm Alex Braga. This week's game features the Churchill Lancers and Willamette Wolverines. We now welcome in Willamette head coach Josh Wolfram. Coach, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to this week's game, a quick rewind. You took over a program that was coming off a one-win season. Flash forward to last year when you had a shot at the league crown just a few weeks left. You came up short to a team led by a kid who is going to play this weekend for the Ducks. Then in the playoffs, you fell to a really good Beaverton team led by another Pac-12 QB to finish the year 5-5. Overall, would you call year one under Josh Wolfram a success for the Wolverines?
Yeah, I think it was a success, you know, and we made a lot of strides moving forward, laid some groundwork down for hopefully the future success.
You mentioned to me last year changing the culture was a big deal for you when you took the job, not just getting numbers out to play, but the right numbers, doing the right things, working hard were the cornerstones. Then you had a disciplinary issue where you had to sit a few of your key guys for some big games at the end of the year. I don't expect you to get into specifics about why you had to sit them, but have you seen a good response from those guys and the rest of the team?
Yeah, you know, I knew year one I had to set the tone early and for what I stand for and what the program stands for. And some of those key players really learned a valuable life lesson. And I believe the team learned a lesson as well that, you know, that the team can overcome adversity if they pull together. I think the North Medford game is a perfect example of that because we were minus three two-way starters that game. And, you know, the kids pulled together and came through with a win down in a very tough stadium and environment.
Do you get a sense that your team is kind of bought into what you're selling at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a great core group of guys that are, they have a common goal and, you know, they've busted their tail all off season and had a great summer and, you know, we're looking to move on and work off of where we ended last year.
Now, at all levels of football, teams only seem to be able to go as far as their quarterback takes them. Last year, your guy Taylor Bridgeiler went through some growing pains as a sophomore, but had some really good flashes. Now he's a junior, has that year under his belt. You excited to see what he can do this season? What kind of things have you seen from him this spring and summer that excites you?
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited for Taylor this season. He's had a great offseason in the weight room. Also, playing basketball helped him out. Most importantly, though, his confidence level is up and his ability to lead the team and you know, not be afraid to say something to some of the older kids because, you know, he's a junior now and we have very few seniors, so he is one of the older guys. And, you know, that confidence and his ability to make decisions out on the field is going to be a big plus for us this year.
Who are some of the other kids this year you're expecting big things from?
Trevor McDonald, running back, linebacker. Santi Soriano, who's a running back and linebacker for us. And, you know, Hunter Trim is actually kind of a utility player for us. He's a starting tight end and linebacker, but he's also our backup quarterback. He can do quite a few things for us, which is nice to have on the field.
Yeah, it was good to have that Swiss Army knife option.
That's right.
Southwest Conference this year seemingly wide open after Sheldon graduates a load of talent. South Medford comes back loaded again. North Medford, Grants Pass, always strong. Roseburg now has Dave Heiberger running the show. But coming into this year, the conference seems there for the taking, and you were already close to taking it last season. Do you and your guys see it that way too?
You know, I think the kids see it that way. I mean, I see it, you know, every year it's open because anything can happen on any Friday night. But, you know, our kids are bought into, you know, one game at a time, one day at a time. You know, our goal is just to win the next one we play.
What is kind of the end goal? Do you even talk about that with your team?
You know, we haven't even talked about it. We're deep into preparation for Churchill this week, and, you know, that's going to be a great crosstown rival game. And, you know, if we got to take care of business this week, we can't look forward to the next week's, you know, to come.
Well, let's get to this week's game. Churchill, a traditional matchup for your school. Don't really play them much anymore now that you're at different levels. But they're in a very similar situation as you guys. Young team last year. They returned their quarterback, Jacob Brothers, and a very good running back. What concerns you most about what you're going to face in the Lancers this week?
You know, their running back is very talented. You know, he was a state competitor in track. Great athlete. Brothers is a good quarterback, you know, so... We got to stop their go-to things, and we don't have a whole lot of game film since all we have is Jamboree. But if we can stop those two and make them try to decide to utilize two other players, then, you know, we think we have a pretty good chance.
Well, after a solid 2015 with a group of young players, he's looking for the natural upward progression in 2016. It all starts this week against Churchill. Willamette head coach Josh Wolfram, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this season and against the Lancers.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.